In Alaska, the lieutenant governor oversees elections, and the current holder of the office, Kevin Meyer, has been the focus of criticism from conservatives who are unhappy with how last year's election was conducted. Between now and June 1st, Governor Mike Dunleavy must decide whether or not to keep Meyer as his running mate. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer says he's running to finish the work he started over the past 3 years.
You want to make sure that the lieutenant governor, the second in command, is able and willing and can step up without any difficulty. And I think my 30 years in elected office gives me that experience that so far I haven't seen any other lieutenant governor candidates have.
Meyer previously served in the state Senate and House, as well as the Anchorage Assembly. In the past, a lieutenant governor candidate's decision whether to seek election was theirs alone. In 2018, Meyer defeated five rivals for the Republican nomination to join a ticket with Dunleavy, who separately won the primary for governor. But under ballot measure 2, approved by voters last year, candidates for lieutenant governor will be running mates chosen by the candidates for governor. Governor Mike Dunleavy is facing that decision right now, while many conservatives who voted for the Dunleavy-Meyer ticket are deeply critical of how Meyer oversaw the 2020 election. One of them is Matanuska-Susitna Borough resident Dave Maxwell. He's a retired electrician who prepared an online petition that calls for an audit of the last election with a focus on ballot measure 2.
Kevin Meyer and his staff have lost the trust, the faith. They have lost faith in terms of this citizenship. We don't trust them anymore.
He says there were many things wrong with the election. They include the state's use of Dominion Voting Systems machines to count ballots. Maxwell emphasizes that Alaskans told Meyer about their concerns with Dominion well before the election. And Maxwell wants an election audit to go deeper than the recount Meyer ordered of ballot measure 2. Maxwell wants investigators to take steps like examining whether the ballots that were counted were really ballots.
How about a forensic audit? We treat this thing like a crime scene, not just go back and just, well, 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry, that's not what we're looking for. We suspect a crime scene just like they have seen in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Florida, just to name a few.
Maxwell would like to see Dunleavy drop Meyer from the ticket, but he also says Dunleavy, who he once supported, should drop out of the election as well. He says there were many reasons, including Dunleavy's handling of COVID-19. Across the country, conservative supporters of former President Donald Trump have been demanding state and local audits of the 2020 ballots and questioning the use of Dominion machines. Nonpartisan voting experts say state officials overseeing elections are under attack nationally, based on lies told by Trump and people surrounding him. David Becker heads the nonprofit Center for Election Innovation and Research, based in Washington, D.C. Becker has done work for Alaska and other state governments on election accessibility and security.
The 2020 election, by any objective measure, was the most secure election in American history and in every state's history.
He says Alaska had a very successful election and credited Meyer with handling it, as well as post-election concerns, in a fair way. Becker notes that investigators have disproved allegations against Dominion machines repeatedly. Meyer says every allegation made regarding Alaska's election has been investigated or is under investigation. He encourages those who have questions about the process to become election workers or observers. But he also says some concerns reflect misinformation voters have gotten.
We were geared up for the misinformation coming from international sources, but what has surprised me the most and probably caught me off guard the most was the misinformation we're getting from domestic sources.
Meyer says that Dominion machines were chosen based on the state procurement processes and that the machines aren't tied to the internet. And he notes that the recount of ballot measure 2 did not change the outcome. Regarding his relationship with the person who will decide whether he remains on the ticket, Meyer says that he and Dunleavy have a relationship that's typical for lieutenant governor and governor. When asked whether Dunleavy has told him whether he plans to have him be his running mate, Meyer says this.
Oh, yes. Yes. He has asked me, and I said yes. Things may happen between now and June 1st. But as of right now, we're running as a team.
In response to questions about Dunleavy's plans for the ticket, the governor and Meyer issued a joint statement on Wednesday saying that they will be making an announcement before the holidays. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.